Good morning. 6:21 on Monday morning, July the 25th, 2016. I'm talking slow so I don't mess it up. It's almost chilly out here this morning. I'm loving it. The ambient at my house was 60. The official temperature is 55. It's quite cool. Sun isn't really... Has it come up yet? Yeah, I think it's... It was just peeking at the tree line when I came in. When I came out. Took the picture. There's just a few patches of sunlight and the shadows are very, very long. It's up maybe 2 fingers worth the horizon level. So, yeah, early morning, Monday morning. Gotta get going. Gotta get back, gotta get something to eat, gotta get the story moving again. 95,000 words, I made 5K yesterday. Story is starting to crest. As in most of my stories, it's going to come crashing to a conclusion. Perhaps today, I thought that before. I'll probably think it again before I'm actually done. I'm a little groggy this morning. I did get a relatively good night's sleep, unlike my lovely wife. She had a very rough night. It was so lovely and cool this morning. It was quite tempting to roll over and go back to sleep at 5 o'clock, but the cats were banging on the doors, and I wanted to give her a chance to get as much sleep as she could. So I got up, I had some coffee, I've been sort of staring blankly at the screen trying to catch up with what's happened overnight. Head is not in the game. I don't think I've really woken up yet. I've had most of a cup of coffee. I need some food. My stomach is telling me, dude, food. Good morning. Someone I have never seen before out on this morning's walk, apparently listening to her daily affirmations from Jesus. Headphones. Dear girl, headphones. Bye. So, I've been reading this series, the Laneige Foundation. Someone can. F. Paul Harris. Apparently, it's a pretty well-known series. With a very strong libertarian bend to it. So far it kind of reminds me of a little of, I think is a guy's name, Freehold. Kyfho, K-Y-F-H-O, the Eastern and Western sects of Kyfho, which has to do with keep your hands off. There's a certain appeal to this. I can see this as sort of this sort of libertarian viewpoint as an interesting foundation for toehold space, which is why I'm reading it to begin with. The writing is actually quite compelling. I'm enjoying the series. I'm the last one to be criticizing villains as being cardboardy, but the opposition party, as it were, is a bit cardboardy. The challenge of balancing subtle action against the need to strike out and burn it down. Strikes home. This is sort of one of the things that I'm trying to deal with in toehold space. There's one character in this book that has who just wants to lash out, who just wants to break things, who just wants to kill people. And I can sympathize. To a certain extent, I can sympathize. But the issue becomes, how do you arbitrate disputes? And so far, Wilson has sort of glossed over it. I may have read something that it didn't stick. I actually got the omnibus edition that has apparently has 5 novels and 5 short stories. I read one of the short stories. Short story was... It was a short story. Multiple post. By the time I got to the end of the short story, it was... By the time I got into the short story, it was over. It was my big complaint about short stories. But I really like the, I'm enjoying the economics. It's like, how do you control the battlefield through economics? How do you actually wage economic warfare? We had a bit of a, apparently, we had a bit of a blow last night. There's little pieces of leaves down everywhere today. There was something. There was a little bit of excitement early in the evening, but it's a lot of fresh water down here. It might have just been that guy's sprinkler system, I don't know. Anyway, so I'm enjoying... I think it's Laneige. L-A-N-A-G-U-E. Laneige. I don't know. How we pronounce things is... largely moot. It's whether or not when we're reading, our eyes recognize them. Close enough. So I'm at the what I hope is going to be the thrilling conclusion. Some of the questions are, in fact, almost all the questions. I've only got one significant question left hanging. Unless the characters do something I don't expect, which is entirely possible. When I get down in the weeds here at the end, characters frequently do things I don't expect. I'm hoping. I'm really 95,000 words. 100,000 words is really the sweet spot. It's long enough to make a comfortable story. It's short enough that the processing of it, editing, cleaning it up, fixing it, paying for the editors, formatting it, is much easier than a book that's 200,000 words long. A lesson I wish I had not learned. Every 10K above 100,000 adds way more than 10% more time and effort to make it work. I think in large part because stories get long enough, it becomes easier and easier to lose the thread, easier and easier for continuity errors to creep in. As you're working, you get tired, so you forgot. So fatigue errors creep in. you fix one thing and force a new error. So it's 100,000 words is really a sweet spot. My target length is 80 to 120. Just because that's a good length story. And it's the overhead of producing it after we get to the end of the first draft is a reasonable level. Honor Share was just... It's just huge. Oh, here we are. Broke out into the open again. The breeze, there's a little tiny breeze coming up here. It's still quite chilly. The lawnmower guy is over there mowing the lawn. I can hear him. I can't see him. He's on the other side of the trees. I thought I saw him making the trip in when I was heading west earlier. Yeah, that's him. I don't think I have any appointments for the day. All I need to do today is write. We'll see how well that works out. I don't. Usually days when I'm thinking, oh, yeah, today all I'm going to do is write. Those don't always turn out to be very productive days for some reason. I'm not quite sure why. Good morning. Here we go. Last street. There wasn't anybody at the busy intersection this morning. I just realized. 20 minutes later. At any rate, here I am. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.